Welcome into our closing market podcast from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Brent Barnett. Talking today with Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago and going to get a recap here of the Tuesday trade. Bill, what do we see with these grain markets?
Today is corn's day for sure, and they're trying to break out of a range they've been in since going back to late August, between $5.50 and $5. They were knocking on the door not too long ago. These corn, I think, was up to $5.47 and a quarter. So they're a little bit off the highs, but up still about six. And a nice day for the corn. It just out of nowhere, it shot up around 10 o'clock this morning, and it's been the leader all day. So no real news to speak of to drive it. The export news we had was not corn, but it was soys, and pretty good export news for soys. 199,000 beans to China, 125,000 beans to Mexico. So we'll take that. But it wasn't corn business, but there's rumors that China's in the market for our corn, and it probably helped the market today. So a nice day for the corn. The wheat taking a breather down four, and the beans kind of in the middle up a cent or two. So whereas there was no exact precise news to catalyze the rally today, there's some things that are pretty strong fundamentals in corn's favor. First one being in a recent issue, the cost of fertilizer. Fertilizer has gone through the roof with the crude oil being on three-year highs and natural gas up like it is. And the implications of that are pretty profound for the corn and beans, namely that fertilizer costs more for corn than beans, and so the acres will go from corn to beans with the high price of fertilizer, maybe 3-4 million acres, which is really favorable for the corn market next year. So that's what there's that to look at. Once again, as I mentioned, most every day, and it's a significant, corn is the cheapest feed grain in the world. When the exports start rolling, they'll be coming to us. And the next thing would be crude oil has been on three-year highs. It's up again today, almost a dollar. Almost 85, almost up to 85. What that means, of course, is it's a really good ethanol demand. And of course, it jacked up the price of fertilizer, as I said, causing corn acres to go to beans. Inflation is another factor. Inflation, I filled up my car the other day. It's a small Ford, almost $50 to fill it up. So, I mean, it's crazy what inflation's doing, and that's going to support the grains in the 2022. Finally, the conventional wisdom says the harvest lows are put in halfway through harvest or a little beyond that. We're beyond that now. Two-thirds of the corn is done. Three-quarters of the soys are in. And the lows were put in some time ago in corn and wheat, in my opinion, back in early September. We're far off those lows right now in corn and wheat. Beans, maybe a couple weeks ago, but the bean market's up off its lows about 50 cents. So I think these lows have definitely been put in across the board. So you got all that going for you. Mix it up, and you got a nice day on the board. And should we see these corn close over 550 for the week, that would be look very good on the charts. As far as the livestock goes, it's once again a dichotomy between the two. It's strange that they're not going the same way. They don't often seem to do that. You think they would compete with one another, but once again today, a big divergence in the two. Cattle up $2, these cattle. These hogs down $1.60. The reason, probably one word, the reason for the difference in the two, and that's China. Cattle hasn't depended as much on exports as on internal domestic demand, and that's been pretty good with this, with all the mandates, vaccine mandates that people forced to get shots if they want to keep their jobs. And that's good for the economy, good for the demand for beef. Plus, we got Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays coming up, and that's all seasonally a good time for demand. So that's helping the cattle, and the cattle market actually today has made new highs over the recent trading range. 131 was the top of the market going back to early September, and it's taken that out. So that's the chart's looking real good right now on the cattle, as it comes over about a 2 months congestion area. Hogs going the other way. Hog market is down $1.60, as I said. It's made new lows. So while the cattle's made new highs over recent times, the hogs are making new lows, approaching the summer lows, which are around just over 71. The problem is China. It's kind of like waiting for your other shoe to drop. We knew China was going to be a problem when they backed off their buying from a year ago, and we thought maybe we'd be over it by now. But with them buying less than half what they did a year ago, there's a lot of pork piling up, and we don't have the consumer demand domestically to absorb that right now.
Bill, you were talking about inflation earlier. Any advice on how producers could try to hedge against inflation?
It's just hard to say. I mean, if you think that, you can always use these options in here. If you're a bull on this market, I know bullish might be a little strong for me, but I'm friendly to the markets with the action today and with the fundamentals I mentioned earlier. But you can always, if you sold your grain off the combine, you can always replace it with calls on the board. Or if you think this is the end of the road and you don't think these markets are going to go much higher and a lot of acres next year and all, you can buy puts. So, I mean, that's mostly what I do is options. And there's a way to protect yourself using those either way.
Appreciate that. Bill, how can our listeners get a hold of you and the team today?
Well, we've got a cell phone, 630-947-5176. Or you can email me at wmoorepricegroup.com and sign up for my newsletter, Agmaster. It's a complimentary letter. Or you can check out the company website, www.pricegroup.com, and check out the bios on Jack Scoville and myself. We're both experienced brokers, and need more information on us, just check out our website.
Again, that was Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. When we come back on today's podcast, we'll run down the settlement prices for Tuesday.
There is no better time than October to celebrate that Iowa is the country's top pork-producing state. That achievement is a testament to the work done by the women and men who work in the industry. In fact, if all the people who worked in pork production were aggregated into one place, those 147,000 people would make up the state's third largest city. Iowa pig farmers and all the essential workers in the pork industry continue to respond to our uncertain times with resilience and creativity. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is encouraging Iowans to celebrate October Pork Month, or Porktober 21, with great appreciation of not only delicious and nutritious pork, but all the people that are part of this important food system in the state. Learn more about pork and Iowa's pig farmers at www.iowapork.org/Porktober21. There you'll find quick and affordable recipes, videos of Iowans who are part of the industry, as well as information about the sustainability of pork production. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn up 5.5 at 543.5. March corn up 5.5 at 552.25. November soybeans up 3/4 at 1238. January up 0.5 at 1247.5. December Chicago wheat down 7.25 at 752.25. December live cattle up 192 at 131.45. April feeder cattle up 180 at 164.80. And February lean hogs down 162 at 75.15. For the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett.